Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience Arizona State Sun Devils season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, remember to take some time and chill and grab the perfect cold refreshment, Coors Light. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, our app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all of our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of the contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Arizona State Sun Devils season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by college football expert and really college basketball expert, many other things, I'm sure, New York Giant expert. So all across the board knows the sports, writes a lot of great content over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you check out my guy, Terrell Furman. Welcome to the show. How are you, man? You ready to talk Arizona State football?
Yes, sir. Let's get it. You know, Furman, we're,
hey, you
I'm
play?
Here. I'm here to talk college football.
There we
Why
go.
Why do I do this? I'm here because I want to talk college football.
Ready? Hold on. I got you. I got you.
Hello. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
You don't play just to play it. Hey, you got to love some Herm Edwards, all right? Everyone's got to love Herm Edwards. There's no way to dislike this guy. I truly believe that.
Herm is like the old guy standing outside the 7-Eleven just telling you about how, hey, man, back in my day, you know, hey, I was the truth. And I'm trying to tell you, I want you to listen to me, young blood, that you need to get it together. You need to do that thing. Like, Herm is just an old head on the block that everybody loves. This is always speaking real, man. I love Herm.
And maybe this is the year that Arizona State gets it together. Maybe he's outside of Sun Devil Stadium saying, this is the year we're getting it together, right? Because you look at this team. I mean, first off, last season, I'm just going to throw in the trash because COVID just destroyed this team last season. Now, they did end the season with a, I mean, dude, this team laid it on their rivals, the Wildcats. They beat Arizona 70-7 last year, man. And really, if they didn't have that three game stretch where everything was canceled, they should have beat USC out the gate. USC had to recover two onside kicks, had a deflected pass in the end zone.
Yeah, that game was crazy.
That was a wild game.
Crazy.
Arizona State was a better team that game. So
I was on Arizona State that game too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was too. I got my heart broke on that, but I think I still covered with the points. I think I covered because
I covered. No, but I took the money line. You know, I'm a degen. I took the money line. It was like plus. I think it was plus 200 range, something like that. I took the money line. I didn't get it.
But if you look at that Sun Devils team, man, just throw last season out the books, throw it out the window, whatever. I mean, this, yes, they went 2-2, but considering the COVID problems they have, they actually probably should have went 4-0. But it is what it is. I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. If you're a fan of Arizona State, aside from just trying to find out what side you should bet on, you should be really happy. They're recruiting at a great level. They're preseason top 20 in many publications. They're bringing back arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the country, in Jaden Daniels. And I think that is really going to tell the tale of their season to me. Daniels,
absolutely.
Daniels is electric, and he's a great, at moments. He's so young at moments as in his freshman year. I thought, man, this kid is going to be something special. But then you had last season where I mean, I guess he got some reps there, but it was tough to get a gauge on last season. This is a big year for him though, because this is where I think he's got to take that gigantic step. And if he does, watch out for the Sun Devils, right? Because they bring back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They bring back their entire defense, all 11 starters, Antonio Pierce, the defensive coordinator. Remember him, former New York Giant. So I know you do. And his son. His son, DeAndre Pierce, starting safety on this team, transferred from Boise
State.
He's a super senior.
So it's going to be the defense is going to be right. I think Pierce and them and those guys are going to they're going to hold exactly what they need to do. I think that this Sun Devils team start and ends with Jaden Daniels, because if you look at the team is loaded. Like the team, especially for, you know, we talk about the Pac-12 and the Pac-12, one of the weaker divisions. Like, if you look at this team is really loaded everywhere. Like, he has the supporting cast. He has the talent. He has pretty much everything there. He just has to do it. He has to put it together. You know, last season, it's kind of hard to go off of last season, but he had one game of over 60% completion percentage. Just one.
Yeah.
And so, that's got to be better. Like, he has to be way more accurate with that. But there is a realm possibility where we're sitting here in December talking about Jaden Daniels as a Heisman hopeful. Like, that is inside the realm possibility of what it to happen for Arizona this season. And if they do that, Arizona's going to make a huge run.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the talent's been there. I remember the first time I saw him play his first game, I go, ooh. This kid's got it. Now, can he put it all together? Now, I think this is something to bring up. Now, yes, they returned 4 or 5 starters. Yes, they returned their entire defense. Yes, they bring back their good running back, Rashad White. But the receiving core is brand new. That's concerning a little bit. Now, if I had to have a team come back, and you're telling me, would you rather have the O-line or the receivers come back? Obviously you want the O-line. Would you rather have the defense or the receivers? I'd rather have the defense. So I do think it's one of the weaker positions where you, as far as like what you want, it's okay sometimes to have your receivers graduate, but we still got to find these guys. Chemistry is a big deal. Jaden Daniels, perhaps, you know, things weren't working out, only one game over 60%. I know they only played 4, but I'm saying 60% completion percentage. Well, he's got to get on the same page with these receivers. And looking at, you know, Ricky Pearsall, Johnny Wilson, Andre Johnson, I think those will probably be the three. Obviously, you know, camp can change all of that. That's concerning a little bit, but what do you think? You think, like, because having your key receivers for a quarterback that struggled with completion percentage a season ago is something we should highlight here.
Yeah. I think that it's going to come into play when you get into those late game situations, like those grinded out games. Like think of that USC game last year. Like, that's the type of games I'm talking about. They're probably going to have a few of those on the schedule this year. And that might be the make or break of how their season goes on if they finish out those games. Because I think that the run game is going to be there. Like, come on, 4 or 5 starters on this offensive line is coming back. And it was a pretty good offensive line last year. And then they have their leading rushers coming back this season too. One in Rashad White Jr. These guys are like, the run game is going to be there, and it's going to open up so much more for him. I just need him to take advantage. If he can take advantage of all that, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And I think that they're going to they're not only just smash that win total, but they're going to have a good conversation to play when we're talking about end of season rankings and being inside that top 10, top 15 range. So I'm very interested to see, like, to me, it starts and ends with Jaden Daniels. I know what I'm getting with everybody else. It may be a question mark on the receivers and what the receiving end do of it, but great quarterbacks can make receivers look a lot better than what they are.
Yeah.
They can put them on and make receivers look a lot better what they are. So, and I know the run game is going to be good. It was one of the top run offenses in Pac-12 last season. I got to see it. Like, Jaden Daniels, can you make that leap this year? Because if you can, not only are you going to lead this team to a lot of wins, but your pockets are going to look a lot fatter when it comes time to declare for the draft.
Yeah, that's true. And you look at the defense also, 10 of 11 starters are upperclassmen. You go through the entire defense. I understand you're returning 11 starters, but this is a defense that was pretty darn good. The only time I feel like the only question you could bring up about the defense is when they lost on big drives to USC, to UCLA. Can they, you know, step it up a notch? Because they played good throughout the whole game, but then when it was time, when the pressure was on, they gave up a couple big drives in those two games. Now, granted, we only had a 4-game slate to look at, but you look at the D line and yeah, DJ Davidson, Jermaine Lowell, all these guys back.
Tyler Johnson. That's going to be a name to watch this season.
So I don't really see why we shouldn't be extremely high on them. Now let's get to Vegas though, because the win total is 9. So clearly Vegas believing in the Sun Devils and what Herm is doing in Tempe. Now blindly, you tell me 9. I say, give me the under all day, right? Just because I know the Pac-12 to me, and we talk about it a lot on the College Football Experience, is that they're in a way it's different. They don't have that great team that every other conference does, but they have a really high ceiling. Like, the worst team is probably either Arizona or Oregon State. Those teams are better than the likes of a Kansas, the likes of a Syracuse, the likes of a Vanderbilt. So it makes it really hard to get, and they have a 9-game conference schedule. So that alone right there says, man, some of these wild games where they're playing Colorado or something, I got no idea who's winning that game. So I'm going to go at the under, but let's get to the schedule here. Out the gate, they play the Thunderbirds of Southern Utah of the FCS. That's a win. And that's one where Jaden's going to really be able to, I think, develop it with those receivers more and more. I'm sure they'll probably only play the first half, but because those, by the way, those freshmen that I'm talking about, the three receivers penciled in to be starters, those guys are freshmen. So two of the three receivers penciled in are freshmen. So it's not only like, oh, maybe he's had reps with them in years past. Not really. Week two, they get UNLV in Tempe. That's a win. UNLV, I think Marcus Arroyo, I think they're just really far away from being good. So that's a blowout win. So the first 2 weeks, I think they coast. Then comes Saturday, September 18th at BYU in Provo. Now BYU lost a ton. I think one of the most, they lost more than almost every team in the nation, but I think Kalani Sitake is a really good coach. So I expect BYU to, and playing in Provo at that altitude, that's always a tough game. Yeah.
No, it's not easy, especially coming from Arizona State. That's not easy. So
yeah.
That's a very tough first road game. That's the first game to be on the road, but that's also going to be the game where we're going to be like, if they look good there, and you know, it's not, we're not saying they're going to lose, but if they look good there, then it's a good way to start 3-0 going into the conference league.
But years past, you know, prior to Herm arriving, and even with Herm, the other year he was there, this is a game that is kind of a 50-50 game where you say, well, Arizona State's got more talent, but this is a game they'd probably lose. So
yeah,
this is why this is a huge game. And then the following week in Tempe, they play Colorado. They lost to Colorado last time they played them in Tempe. So these are ones that we're just supposed to say blindly, that's a win. But I'm like, is it? I mean, like, yes, I think Arizona State is the more talented team. Colorado's got some players, man. So it's like, I would not surprise me one bit if this game's 31-31 with 3 minutes left. You know what I mean? But I guess give me, I'll believe the hype. Give me 4-0 out the gate. What do you think?
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's say we give you 4-0, but then the next week you're traveling to UCLA and you got, my guy, what's it?
Chip Kelly.
What's his name?
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. Yeah. You got my guy, Chip Kelly. And, what's the quarterback?
Dorian
name?
Thompson Robinson. He's DTR. A baller. Yeah. He's a baller. And
yeah. So, I'm expecting, just like how we're talking about the elite Jayden Daniels take this year. And, you know, this isn't a UCLA preview, but hey, he could take a really big leap as well. Like, two guys.
I got UCLA winning that, man. I'm high on Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yeah.
I got UCLA winning that game.
Yeah,
I think
so. DCR takes that one.
Then the following week, that's, I think, on a Friday night, they get Stanford, right? That's another one like Colorado where I'm like, I think Arizona State's got more talent, but you're telling me for sure they're going to win that game?
Yeah, you're talking about cross the division going over to the other side, Stanford coming to town. It definitely can be won. If this team is not right, like if Jayden Daniels and this offense is not right, then Stanford can definitely catch them sleeping. Like we talk about how good the defense can be, but we have to remember it's still a college football defense. And at the end of the day, no matter how good your college football defense is, we've seen Alabama have amazing defenses and these great teams still go up there and put 40 up on them. But it's just like, it's college football. Like that's how college football rolls. Offense is always going to roll. Good offense is always going to roll over good defense. And so there's a good chance that Stanford could come in there ready to play and knock one off.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to gauge.
Then the following week they're at Utah. I think they lose that one. So I'll even give them the Stanford one, but then they're at Utah. I don't think they beat Utah. Then they're home.
So we're at 5-2.
Yeah. 5-2. And I think that's even with us kind of being generous a little bit. Then they're home to Washington State. Our friend of the program, Nick Rolovich, I expect them to be much better. Now, yes, Arizona State should beat them, but at the same time, it would not shock me at all if the Cougs are hanging in this game and pull it off. And then the following week, they welcome in USC. I do think they're going to beat USC because they know they let them off the hook last year. I think they're going to beat USC this year.
But yeah, that's a obvious revenge spot. I think that's going to be a good spot to look to, depending on how USC season's going and how they did, because they replaced a lot as well. So, how good they look at this season going, USC could possibly be a road underdog spot for them if USC came out really strong this season. But I think that this is going to be a spot where they're going to be like, yo, no, we're trying to beat the brakes off these guys. Remember what happened off last year.
Yeah.
You remember how many people are returning from this team. All those players remember that game last year. So this could actually be a good spot where they win that one.
That's why I think they will win that one. But then the following week, they go up to Seattle, and this is a back-to-back away stretch at Washington and then at Oregon State. Those are tough places. I expect Oregon State to be a bowl team this year. And then they end the season at home with Arizona. Terrell, I don't see this team getting 9 wins. I really don't. I think that's their ceiling is getting 9. I don't think they can get more. I think you bet. What are the for sure wins? I see 3 for sure wins. Southern Utah.
All right. So yeah, Southern Utah,
UNLV,
UNLV,
Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah. I would say they got a pretty tough draw here. The only thing that would have made this tougher is they went and faced my guy, Ty Thompson at Oregon. If they had them on their schedule, that definitely would have been a 100% penciled in loss for them. But they're playing, you know, 3 of the top 4 teams. Yeah, 3 of the top 4 teams in the Pac North this season. I don't think they just roll over those squads either. Like, I think there's a lot of ambiguity. And this conference is always just so tough. Like, this conference is so tough. Everybody's right there next to each other. So, can you say that they don't lose 3 conference games? That's not outside the realm of possibility at all. And they could still have a good season.
Yeah.
They could lose 3 conference games and still have a good season. So,
and look at those places they play at BYU Elevation, at UCLA, we think much improved. I know that that's not a crazy environment or anything, but then at Utah Elevation, crazy environment, then at Washington in, you know, 90, like it always rains. It's a tough place to win at Washington. I don't even care. I don't care who you are in the country. When you go play in Seattle, that's a tough win. And then at Oregon State, which is like one of those sneaky places that gets, it's almost like Wazoo. Like that place is, it's underrated. And as far as a dangerous place to play, ask USC's undefeated team with Mark Sanchez how that went for them when they went to Corvallis. I think that's a tough road schedule. I just don't see them doing it.
In Arizona State's defense, I will say that they're getting Oregon State the week before. What are they calling it?
It was the Civil War. They got rid of that name because of the connection. I don't understand it because they weren't affiliated with the Civil War. The state of Oregon was not, but
they're getting them with that between Oregon and Oregon State. That could be, you know, Oregon State could be looking ahead there. So that could be a sneak spot.
That's true.
And that would probably be the game that hits them over this total. I don't think I want to risk it. I think that, and it's set right at 9. Is it 8.5 or is it at 9?
No, it's right at 9. And that's why I would advise my clients. I think this is a lock. Take the under. I think worst case scenario, you get your money back.
Yeah, I think this is a 9-win team. I don't think that I can't pencil in Arizona State for 10 wins. I think that it is more of a possibility that they're an 8-win team than they're a 9-win team.
Yes.
There's only one. I have a numerous realms of possibility where they're an 8-win team, but there is only one realm of possibility that I have that they're a 10-win team, and that's that Jaden Daniels is everything we think he's going to be. He puts on a near Heisman season. He elevates his draft stock and puts people on notice that, hey, I'm the next guy to be looking at. So, that's one realm of possibility out of like
kids got the talent. So the kid has the talent.
He could very well do it. He could very well do it. So I'm kind of hedging my bet here saying that, but I'm still going in on the under. I think we're going to push. I think everybody's going to push here. I think 9 is right. I think Vegas got it right. And they're probably going to be a 9-3 football team. But I'm expecting that it could get closer to them losing one more and being 8 than for them to go and be 10 wins.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, look, I get your point, and maybe you're right on this. I just don't see them getting 9. I mean, even if they get 9, which I could see them getting, I just don't think there's any way they get 10. And I think Jaden Daniels is fantastic. But I will say, hey, I mean, they do got a legit great home environment in Tempe. Stranger things have happened. I like the trajectory that Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce have this program going. So I've been wrong before. So I would like to, I mean, I actually like this team. So even though I'm going to bet on the under, and I really will bet this one, I kind of like the Sun Devils and hope that they have a good year. Just maybe next year. All right. Let me win my money. All right. So yeah, both of us are on the under, guys. So make sure you get over to WinBet and place that under or wherever you use, even if it's Jimmy in an alley somewhere that's taking your bets on a piece of paper. Doesn't matter. Get it in. All right. This is cash. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We are previewing all 130 college football teams. Yes. A podcast for every FBS team. We will not forget about you, UNLV. We will not forget about you, New Mexico State. We will not forget about you, Akron. We will cover you all on the College Football Experience. So make sure you check it out. Remember me, Patty C, NC Nick, my guy Terrell Furman here. We are handicapping every single Division I college basketball and college football game. So, and look, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been doing it 4 years now. We've never had a losing season. Never had picking every game, every Division I game. We've never had a losing season independently, but also as a collective. We've been way over 500 on our locks. So look, we give you all that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you subscribe. And yeah, I mean, you got to check it out. And if actually, you know what? We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. Just get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. All right. Check out the College Basketball Experience too, because Arizona State, I know you're thinking, oh, Remy Martin, our leading scorer left for Kansas. Bobby Hurley's bringing in a great class. Got a lot of talent there. Last year was a crazy season with COVID. I expect you guys to be back in the mix. We saw the Pac-12 have such a great postseason in the NCAA tournament. Me, Terrell, others got you covered at the on the College Basketball Experience, so make sure you check that out. But give us a 5-star review. And if you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I'll give you a College Experience t-shirt. All right, that's on Twitter. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow as well. Terrell Furman, check out all of his writing over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can also find him on Twitter at @RellRell__. And that's RELL_. So you got to check out his stuff. The guy knows college football, college basketball as good as any. We're going to have him back for many shows. So give him a follow and check out his stuff. And be sure to check out the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. And yeah, check out the Slack channel. Me and Terrell are always in there chopping it up, especially when football season and basketball season come back around too. So get in there, check it out. Appreciate you tuning into this one. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Arizona State Sun Devil style. I can't, that's a lot of S's in a row. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.